Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 29, episode 5 of Dead Daily Zeitgeist!
Yeah!
For May 4th, 2018, my name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Jack O'Butt Stuff. That a.k.a. courtesy of cool. Super producer Anna Hosnier, who thinks it's weird that Stuff Media does not have a podcast called Butt Stuff, and verbally abuses me all day, every day in the office by saying, what's that
Jack
O'Butt
Stuff? This is a
long
a.k.a.
But yeah, shout out to super producer Anna Hosnier.
Yeah, anyway.
And I am thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Miles Gray. Miles Gray. Miles Gray. Miles Gray. Thank you, Blake Chernin, and I'm going to live my life. Gray. Kicking it with the Zeit Gang. Yes, thank you so much to Blake Chernin for that, a.k.a. on Twitter. Keep them coming, y'all.
We are thrilled to be joined by yet another comedian who appeared on the Cracked Live show with me. You were on more than once.
Except you remember this guest,
Jack. Except I remember this time. He is the hilarious Eric Lampere.
A.K. what? What's my A.K.A.?
A.K.A.
A.K.A.
That's on you.
The Storm in Norman.
The Storm in Norman.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just coming up with anything.
Yours was great.
Yeah, well, then let's... Okay, well, Lampere. Let's figure this out. Lampere.
Maybe the listeners can tweet him or something, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Miles, not to embarrass you, but when he said yours was great, he was clearly talking to me. Jacko Butts.
You're right. It's my ego.
Eric, what is something from your search history that will tell our users, our listeners, something
about
yourself?
No, call them users, because it's a drug.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
straight to the vein.
I watched a thing called The Pyramid Code on Netflix.
Okay.
And what's that?
It's incredible.
Seems like a loose change type thing based
on
nonsense.
The title. It's all nonsense. Yeah, okay. It's all nonsense. I think it's nonsense. But there's a lot of archaeologists that find evidence that the pyramids and stuff are way older than we think. And some of them thinking that the pyramids were actually electrical conductors to give Egyptians electricity.
Oh, fuck yeah. Right? I like that. Go on.
Because it's coated with limestone, which is a good insulator.
Okay.
And then the granite in the middle is all like really good for conducting and ionizing.
He called it granite.
Granite? Oh yeah, granite.
No, I'm joking. I'm fucking with you because that's what Americans
I have to
do.
Change my accent. Some people
no,
don't like
no,
it.
No, I'm joking. I'm fucking around.
No, but really, I have to change it. Like, I can't say water because people are like, "I'm sorry, what?" And I'm like, yeah. "Can I just get a glass of water?" And they're like, yeah. "I'm no, I have to say water." And they're like, "Oh, water,
water."
I thought
are you
wanted...
talking about water.
Yeah, I thought you said you want a child from a war-torn country or something. I don't know what you were saying. It's like, this is juice.
So I had to like search whether this was nonsense or not.
And
it is nonsense, but it's still super interesting.
Yeah,
and
I like, and
it is still limestone, and it is still granite in the middle.
Granite,
so,
yeah.
And also, there's like water, like pathways underneath the pyramid, which means that when the Nile floods, the water goes in and out under the pyramids, which can actually create electric currents. So there is some scientific.
You like, could say that it's probably. But
yeah, but it's nonsense.
Not enough.
It's
right.
Not enough to create a. Oh, a whole man. Power plant.
Those are my favorite kinds of like old timey sort of theories about like ancient technology. Always, right. I'm always like, how did they get those stone things so spherical though?
Yeah, I just think in general that ancient cultures were way more advanced than we give them credit for.
Right.
Maybe not the Egyptians because we've been obsessed with Egypt and their stuff held up better than other stuff. But like there were huge cities in Mexico and in the Americas that we just like built fucking parking lots on top of because we were just like,
we're dicks. We're
we're assholes. And also because there was all sorts of vegetation over them. But
took
one thing I didn't know about the
pyramids
until writing for Cracked when I learned just all the annoying information that makes me terrible to have conversations with. The pyramids were like coated in. Back when they were built, they were like really shiny. Mm. So they were like blinding. It was like the most ostentatious thing you could do. Huh. Like not only did you like build these giant constructions to like just basically dick extensions, but they were like blindingly bright like during daytime.
Did they have sunglasses back then?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I know they had transitions lenses.
I know that the makeup that they put on helps to reflect the reflection.
Yeah, it's like eye black from
That's why they did it.
Yeah. Oh, like that wild eyeliner that, like, when you watch, like, Stargate. Like,
right.
They were, like, really into fashion.
But isn't that, isn't that why American football players put, like, sort of
black
on their...
Yeah, baseball, too.
They're like ancient Egyptians.
Yeah,
exactly.
See, we learn so much.
Just using
but
that
so
ancient
much
technology. What is something you think is overrated?
Netflix and streaming services.
Okay. Mm.
The thing you just saw, the pyramid thing on.
No, I love it, but just I end up just lounging on the sofa like all day.
Right.
Because it just says, do you want to play the next episode? And do you want to play the next episode? And it just it makes me a hermit.
Do you ever find when it says, hey, you still watching, you respond violently?
Oh, yeah. I get really angry. Yeah. And then I go, yes, I am still watching the 20th episode.
You can't find the remote and
for
you
some,
start to panic
yo,
a little
I know.
Bit.
Exactly, because you've been rotting on a couch for however many hours and you who knows where the things are.
I don't know, are you still watching Netflix?
I literally do that shit when I watch. I'm like, yes, I am.
And
I say that and then I'll just hit
Jack,
okay.
You made a good point as well. Netflix is watching us.
Yeah,
watching.
Exactly.
That's the thing. They're watching how much content we're watching.
And judging. Us through subtweets.
Yeah. There's a guy on the other end of the screen just being like, this motherfucker's still watching.
Yeah. They're like, this dude has.
Are you paying attention? This part's really good.
This man has watched the Dundies episode of The Office 70 times this year. Well, I like the part where he offends the Asian people.
Yeah,
I just think it's funny.
That's one way that Netflix's sort of corporate marketing wing has decided to be like fun and cheeky is being like, hey, whoever's watching Beverly Hillbillies 80 times, get some help. And it's like, go fuck yourself, Netflix. Like, I'm like, don't judge us.
Why am I on trial,
right?
Bro? Because I like Jed Clampett.
That's right.
And also, it's tight. They moved to Beverly Hills. They're figuring it out. You know what I mean? There's a lot of cool, you know, what's her face? The mom from. Back to the Future, she plays a French teacher who doesn't have an accent. You know, I really fuck with the Beverly Hillbillies movie. Maybe this is me.
But also, like, another thing with Netflix is the fact that there's so much choice, it makes me sort of angry and lethargic.
Uh-huh.
In that, like, there's now so much choice, I spend about an hour just flicking through and then going, fine, I'll watch this.
Right, and it's something...
I should have just been outside.
Right.
Is what I'm saying, hanging out with real people.
I do that same shit when I eat.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find a thing on Netflix. And by the time I've decided, my food has already rotted away because it's been 7 days of me going through the infinite number of viewing choices.
Yeah.
Which now it's like, that's why I try and find a show I can just binge on so I don't have to think and just be like, no, I'm continuing this path.
Right.
Because, it's like the menu at Cheesecake Factory.
Right.
There's too much shit on there.
For sure.
Y'all hear me about the Cheesecake Factory?
Oh yeah, no, the Cheesecake.
Have you been to a Cheesecake Factory?
Once, yeah, yeah, amazing.
And it's like a textbook is the menu.
It is a testament to, I think it is the peak of like Western appropriation, like the Cheesecake Factory menu, because they do everything like in a way that is very delicious. It's not authentic in any way at all, but they have all types of food and they just fucking nail it every time. And yeah, I think people will look back, like once we're all gone, aliens will come down and like the Cheesecake Factory menu will be one of our peak achievements.
They will consider that our Hammurabi's code.
Right. We just pulled everything from everywhere.
They're like, this.
Just like,
look upon this. Yeah. Santa Fe spring rolls.
Yeah.
Avocado egg rolls. Chicken littles? What are these? Is this some kind of secret to their technology?
What is something that you think is underrated?
23andMe. You know, all these DNA sites.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people sort of poo-poo it, and I think it's bloody great. Because aren't we all on this earth trying to figure out where we're from and where we're going? And I did the DNA test, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, the journey that you can just learn just from your blood and your DNA is amazing. And I've got, like, a really weird skull. And so I learned I'm, like, 3.6 Neanderthal.
Wow. That's a thing that it will tell you. It's, like, how much Neanderthal?
Yeah. So I'm 3.6. I think most... So. Pretty much all white people will definitely have Neanderthal in them.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Homo sapiens and Homo Neanderthals lived sort of side by side in Europe and Africa and stuff like that, they, you know, Montague and Capulet style would fuck each
around.
Other.
Yeah. Right.
And so the DNA is like alive in us. That's why sometimes you see men with like, you know, really low ridge eyebrows, you know.
Right.
That's a Neanderthal trait.
Yeah.
And so so I kind of like that. I like to discover where we all come from.
Did you find any other new things about you, like ethnicity, that you didn't know before?
Well, like in the last 500 years, you know, I'm mainly French and British, mm-hmm. obviously. But then the whole of Europe is just one big orgy.
Yeah.
And then there's, you know, I was like 0.2% Indian. And, you know, that's only for the last 500 years.
Right, yeah.
And obviously, Homo genus has been around for millions of years. But
Travel to Europe? All of Europe is a big orgy, huh? Sorry, I'm just taking.
You have two
real
young
quick.
Children, man.
But check
I will
it out.
Be out there
check
in
it
June.
I feel like if everyone could just do the DNA test, it would provide more answers.
They did some commercials too, where there were people who sort of had these sort of racist beliefs about other groups, and then they showed them their own DNA, and they're like, "You are actually part of that group." And their commercials were like, "Oh my god, I didn't even."
Yeah, there were like TV shows. ABC had a TV show that was, I think, at least partially sponsored by one of these DNA testing houses, I guess, that where famous people would find out surprising stuff about their background.
Right.
I have an aunt who just got her results, and she had like the most boring thing you could find out. It's like, oh, we're all Irish. Like, it's just 100% Irish.
The Irish were left alone for quite a long time. Yeah. There is a pure blood over there.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. You can claim I'm a pure-blooded Irishman.
And
obviously, like, the whole DNA thing, it can be used, you know, maliciously, I guess, but that is supposedly how they found the Golden State Killer.
Yeah, we were talking about that last week.
And that's something that's really interesting, you know, to have found him through his family members who did 23andMe.
Yeah,
or something.
Exactly.
It's kind of cool.
No, totally.
Yeah.
And that's why, for me, the one I'm going to do next is the African ancestry one, because being African-American, you don't know where in Africa you come. You just know Georgia,
so cool.
like fucking Mississippi. That's where I know my fucking family is
from.
Right. But yeah, anything from there, Middle Passage on, I don't know I don't know. And that's like a thing that, to me, that has the biggest appeal, because that creates a whole other dimension of my identity that has been historically just obscured. So
for sure, yeah.
Shout out to the DNA test for sure. Although, you know, it's funny, they were advertising that with like the World Cup.
Were they?
Where it was like people taking the DNA test is like, well, I guess I'm gonna support Spain now in the World Cup, or like Argentina, because people saw they're like, I'm Brazilian, so Neymar is now my new favorite player.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Look, if you don't think this is at least partially sponsored by the CIA, bro, you're fucking crazy.
No.
This is all an FBI plot to get us all charted so they can solve all the crimes.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yeah.
And, but you have nothing to worry about, right?
So moving on.
Right, Zodiac Killer?
Yeah, so that's an update on the Golden State Killer thing that we talked about last week, is that they apparently, because the Zodiac Killer decided to be cute and send the newspapers all these notes, like taunting them, he had to lick envelopes. And so they have DNA samples that they're going to try to track down of the Zodiac. So and exciting it's times.
It's amazing that we can do that now. And you know, you watch like Minority Report, where right. they can sort of just, you know, work out through time and space what someone was going to do before
right.
they do it.
Yeah.
And that seems far-fetched now. But I'm terrified of what life is going to be like in 1,000 years. Like, I've got some weird secrets that I've kept to myself.
Yeah.
I've not murdered anyone. I've not done anything bad towards people. But
why
there's
are you
some
using
secrets.
Quote, air quotes? As you said that. I've not murdered anyone. Maimed someone horribly.
I just want, there's some secrets I want to keep to myself.
Right.
And I'm terrified that there's going to be technology one day, you know, that's going to be able to uncover that.
Like, or Black Mirror style, where they're like, let's go into your memories.
Yeah, right. And they can already do right. that. Like, there's an amazing series called Through the Wormhole, narrated by Morgan Freeman. And the stuff that scientists can already do now that we don't know about is amazing.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God, it's so exciting. Smoke weed and watch that. It's incredible.
I was listening to the detective who was behind the whole Golden State Killer sort of brainstorm of, like, creating the undercover profile of him on one of the DNA places. And he made the point that I think is kind of an interesting argument I hadn't quite heard, is that even though this seems a little shady, like, the way that they were narrowing down suspects before they did the DNA thing was like somebody coming in and being like, look, I had this abusive husband who, like, lived in this place. And so you would just, like, have to cast this huge net.
Right.
And so all they're doing is, like, narrowing down people. And it's doing it in a way that is actually scientific, as opposed to, you know, anybody who looked like this really vague sketch.
Right.
We bring them in and, like, fucking rough them up. Like, that's not a good
way to go. Yeah, because the other side is the amount of people who have had convictions overturned because of DNA evidence,
right.
too, who were innocent the whole time.
Yeah,
but
the Innocence Project is fucking
yeah. So,
crazy.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's a mighty sword that yeah. cuts both ways.
One thing I didn't know is that because we have become more scientific about crime solving and our standard has gone up, we used to clear 90% of murders, like in the 80s and 70s, meaning they would at least arrest somebody,
right.
make an arrest, and now it's down to like 60% because there was that 30% barrier where they were just like, well, nobody's going to check on this,
yeah,
right?
So they're like, what, are you going to yeah. science this?
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
So,
in the car,
but
on Netflix, there's a show called Forensic Files, and I got lost in there for a few seasons, which is horrible because every episode's the same. You know,
right,
like,
right, right.
We didn't know who this guy was, but then 20 years later, they found some DNA.
Right,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every single time, it's just the answer was DNA.
Right,
right,
right, exactly. And sadly, this man was in jail for 30 years. Oops.
All right, and then finally, what is a myth? Just a definition. What is a myth, Eric? No, what? Can you tell us a myth, something that people think might be true that you
well,
know to be false?
A couple of weeks ago, I bumped into this lovely lady who believes that the Earth is hollow. It's something that I already
like
sort of knew about. A little bit like a coconut.
Oh,
yes.
So she believed that there is no core of
there's
the
no
Earth?
Core, and there's actually a society that lives inside the Earth. And in the Antarctica, there's a tunnel where you can actually go in and
to
then you
hang
can go
out with the mole people.
You can go hang out with them. And she was very sweet, and she was torn between wanting to go there and staying with her boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Couldn't stop laughing, right?
Yeah.
And it was, but the thing is, she was very sweet, so I was trying to understand her,
right,
but also
right.
I was like, you're an idiot. But I desperately told her, I was like, look, your boyfriend's not good enough, just go.
Yeah.
I was like, just leave him. Like,
yeah.
If you really want to go live with them, like, you should go live with
and
them.
And I have a feeling that's where your actual boyfriend is.
You're true.
You're wasting
life's...
your time above ground with
you
us.
You know what? If we did your DNA test, I bet you're related to them.
Exactly.
Right. Soulmate.
Oh,
that would
God.
Be fucking amazing. You get your DNA test back.
I'm
it's
subterranean,
just like,
mole
yeah, subterranean mole
person.
I mean, yeah. 5% subterranean mole
isn't that
person.
Awful when someone is really kind-hearted and they're saying something so wacky and you're like, oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Because party just wants to be like, can I just riff on you real quick?
Yeah, I really wanted her to come on the podcast,
right,
but
right.
essentially I would just bully her, which
yeah.
is not fair and not nice.
But you know what? I admire people who are crazy in that way because we have lost the imagination from our craziness or, you know, our paranoia, because in the past you had crazy shit like that and, you know, mole people and all sorts of stuff, the moon landing, and now I feel like all of our paranoia has just gone to
pedophile
Obama,
sex rings.
Or Obama's a, yeah. a Muslim. Muslim. Yeah, basically. Like, yeah. That's just what everybody wasted their paranoia on.
Our imagination right. as Come a on, people because of goddamn science and the information
that
age.
That is convoluted. I love that. There's just
and watch next week. I'm hosting the show, guys. Jack went to Antarctica to find the fucking mole people,
ancestors.
Find his real mole family.
I'm at least part hobbit. So let's get into based on man. That is not too far off from the truth. All right, let's talk about, we're going to take a sample of the global/national shared consciousness, what people are thinking and talking about right now, today, at the moment we record. And this was something that came as a surprise to me. This is also, I'm just warning you guys, going to be our most controversial story to date.
Full disclosure, Zeitgang, when Jack brought this up, I said, I don't know if we should take the show here. People expect us to have some modicum of decency. I know we have hot takes sometimes, but again, Jack, you're going to, I'm sorry,
you're
but I'm going to let
divorcing
you.
Divorcing yourself
yeah,
from
you
this.
You chose to do this. I have nothing to do with this story, so go burn up with this fire take.
So based on my time at Cracked, I am unfortunately aware that talking about vaping is the most dangerous thing you can do on the internet because people are very passionate about their belief that vaping is not bad for you. I just read a story about something called Juul, which is this slickly designed e-cigarette that looks like a USB drive, tastes like candy. And apparently it's taking over America's middle and high schools right now to the point that they actually spoke with a principal at a school who said that there's this like massive wave coming. And you can see it to the point that all the freshmen and sophomores are using this Juul thing in class, basically. But juniors and seniors aren't. So it just like nailed this demographic of like middle school students. It all tastes like candy. It tastes delicious. And
is
it's
it
meant to.
Too?
Yes. It's, so the way that they are selling this and getting away with this is they're claiming this is a smoking cessation product. This is just meant for people who currently smoke. It's a safer way to do that.
Just to get that feeling of blowing a cloud out.
Right. Okay. However, some things that contradict that. It tastes like candy, and the design makes it easy to disguise as a USB drive. So that's weird. One pod has twice the nicotine of a pack of cigarettes, and they don't have a system of like nicotine tapering like you would in an actual smoking cessation program. Instead, you just start nailing yourself with even more nicotine. And then the fact that they have successfully marketed it to just such a specific demographic that you can actually like see the cliff where it like falls
off. I live by a middle school and I see spent Juul cartridges all over my neighborhood.
Yeah. I mean,
and it's like it's weird. At first I was like, oh, I think somebody's smoking like a PAX era. Like there's like a weed one that it looks like, which is like a very sleek stick and you put the cannabis oil pod on the top and it's like the same thing. So when I saw it, I was like, oh shit, look at this. And then I saw it, I was like, what the fuck is this Juul shit?
Yeah.
And yeah, it's more and more we've been seeing write-ups about the new wave that the kids love vaping now.
And so if you Google this, you'll see a lot of things that are like, big tobacco doesn't want you to know how safe vaping is. But if you look at the URLs on those pages, they all have the word vape in them. It's
vapeking.com,
vapetruth.com.
And also, isn't the vaping stuff all owned by tobacco people?
So that's the other thing, is like, that there's just a lot of evidence that it is. It's just...
But I don't mind it when people say, I like vaping. Vape away. Do what you want. It's your life. But it's just... When cigarettes came out, tobacco people were like, it's safe. And now it's proven that it's not.
Right.
And then it's so obvious that as soon as cigarettes went down, tobacco people who are making millions, they're not going to go, okay, well, we'll just
I guess
you,
that's it. We'll let this industry burn out.
They'll obviously just buy a new product, vaping.
Yeah.
Or
possibly weed. Next.
Yeah. I mean, as somebody who was hooked on smoking cessation products longer than I smoked. Yeah. I was doing the Nicorette. I was doing
the patch.
Snooze, which is not a safe alternative, but it's like little patch.
Really
that,
powerful.
Yeah. You can.
I passed out the first time I did it.
Oh, yeah. When I was 16, I did it. Me and my homies, I think it was like Chris and Ian and Alex, we were on our backs in my front yard. My mom was like, what the fuck is going on? I was like,
yeah. And none of that shit is good. The only way I quit was like a year and a half ago. I was finally like, all right, I'm just not going to do any of that shit. And I was a wreck for 24 hours and then you're over it. But yeah, I mean, all this shit about like, you know, a safe nicotine delivery system, like you're still addicted to a poison, essentially.
Well, here come the wave of vape.
I know. You're going to be mad at me.
Vape capers.
I'm just saying. Yes, it looks
for
so cool to vape. But
yeah, I know. Y'all like to blow your robot dicks in public. You
don't
know what
some
I mean?
Of them explode in your face?
I think I've heard stories like that. I mean, again, I get why people like to vape because I'm a huge smoker like of weed.
Right.
And for a while, I realized the sensation of just blowing out smoke, like there was more of an oral fixation than perhaps just that I wanted to smoke weed. Then I realized, no, it's just part of who I am. But yeah, I can see the why people want to do it. But it's interesting when people get so defensive about it. It's like, you know, if people don't think your vaping looks as tight as you think it looks, there's no reason to come at them. Just,
right.
Just keep it rocking.
It's hard to admit that you're wrong, though. Like, anyone. Even me, you know, I'm sure everyone here at this table.
But it's not even a right or wrong thing. You know what I mean? It's like a style thing. It's like, I like to smoke this vape. And people
yeah, but
go,
if you've vaped for the last 3 years and someone goes, you're wrong.
Oh, even in that sense, like you gotta stop that. Right.
I've done it for 3 years and I love it.
Right.
So if you're doing it instead of smoking cigarettes for the past 3 years, that's probably a better choice. And yeah, more power to you. But I do think just we kind of lost sight of big tobacco. It was like a thing that we thought we had dealt with.
Yeah, because the Truth campaign was so brolic.
I think the Truth campaign really hurt our ability to hate big tobacco because the Truth campaign was so whack. It was like, yeah, kids, get ready for a truth bomb.
Yeah,
and like,
watch
they,
this.
Like, came through and
this guy kickflipped over a pack of cigarettes.
Right. What? It's just like super whack. And I think if the Truth campaign wasn't created by big tobacco, it might as well have been because it was like so whack and just like made being
but all those commercials,
so
they
whack.
Do pat themselves on the back about how youth smoking has gone down. But yeah, I guess because now they're just vaping.
Yeah, well, and also I think because every year kids get smarter. Like that's an actual IQ test fact that every year kids get smarter. And also information has become much easier to find. And
I don't like that idea because I'm out here living like we're the smartest people on earth.
Yeah,
and
no,
I don't want to know that kids are getting smarter.
No, totally. I mean, up until us, and then they start getting dumber for some reason. But,
okay, good. So we were the peak.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Definitely.
Okay, dignity maintained.
But yeah, I think it's time to, you know, the food industry is using a lot of the big tobacco techniques to addict people and, you know, kill people, and it's really bad for us. But we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that big tobacco is still out here. Big vape, even though this Juul thing is not made by one of the big tobacco companies, it's made by two Stanford design grads who are just like two tech bros who were like, we just wanted to disrupt the industry.
Yeah.
And one of them had a background at Apple design. And, you know, they're making billions of dollars off of addicting middle school students. So I don't know.
Right, it kind of makes sense. If you like money more than you like strangers far away from you.
Right.
Like, you kind of don't care.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Rock the Juul, y'all.
Yeah.
Do you think people care, though, that, like, if you tell someone that vaping's bad, do you think that it matters? Like, I know that riding a motorbike makes you more likely to, you know, die than riding a car.
Yeah.
I still do it because I love it.
I don't think
who cares?
I don't think it's going to make anybody who's currently vaping be like, you know what?
Jack
Daily's
was right.
Guy sold me.
No.
But I think it might make kids.
I think if you're around young kids, you could just look at it and be like, yo, knock that shit off and smoke this weed, cuz.
Exactly.
That Juul ain't doing shit.
Right.
That's my advice to the kids, man. Don't let me. You're going to.
That's because you sell.
Yeah,
as well, right?
Exactly. Of course.
At you know middle schools.
Yeah. Because I'm like, yo, I'm like, oh, you need a PAX AirPod? I'm like, the fuck is this Juul shit trying to creep on my market?
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And so we wanted to talk about just the messiest group of middle to late stage old white men that you've ever encountered. They're just like such a bitchy sewing circle. But so Trump came out today on talking about Giuliani, and you know, he and Giuliani had come together and talked about the strategy where they were going to, you know, say that Trump gave the money to his lawyer, Cohen, and, you know, that was going to save them from getting in trouble for campaign finance. And now it turns out that's not true. And in fact, they are still in trouble. And now Trump is totally throwing Giuliani out of the bus.
I love Giuliani now. He went on Sean Hannity's show, which is basically Trump's wet dream.
Yeah.
And he basically just went, oh, Trump knows.
Yeah.
Oh, he yeah. totally knows.
Yeah, and even Hannity had that moment. He's like, oh, he did? Like, so he's almost like, I don't even know if he tried to act surprised to, like, as if he didn't know the whole time that Sean Hannity's been lying to the American people.
Right.
Or whatever, Sean knows.
Yeah, but it was funny, his reaction when he said that, when he goes, oh, he reimbursed, he goes, oh,
I don't think he was supposed to say this.
Right.
This is Fox and Friends.
Yeah, right. Man. Yeah, exactly.
I think it was a situation because, like, Sarah Huckabee Sanders obviously knows she's lying to people, but she didn't know that they had decided to tell that lie. So she was hurt when she went up to the White House. She was like, I didn't know we were talking about that until he went on.
And then her battle with April Ryan was extended because, look, April Ryan, shout out to April Ryan because you don't fuck around and you will call Sarah Sanders out all the time. But Sarah Sanders reacted pretty crazily to her because April Ryan was like, oh, but it seemed like you were blindsided. Are you hurt by that? And she goes, look, you don't know me. Like, basically is what Sarah Sanders said to her.
Yeah, you don't know me. You don't know anything about my feelings.
You don't know how I feel or whatever. Yeah. It's like,
Sanders always looks hurt, though.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And that's like, that's the kind of thing you say when you're a hurt teenager. You know what I mean?
She's
like,
okay.
She's you don't supposedly know me. A really, like, sweet woman. Like,
I'm
people
sure
who
she
have
is.
Worked with her, like, she keeps in touch with everybody she's ever worked with and is just, like, the nicest person.
Yeah,
to
I don't think she has. I mean, clearly, she might not be the most scrupulous person.
No, but she's definitely not the most scrupulous
but, like,
person.
Yeah, I don't know. ah, God, it almost hurts to know that she would be like, hey, Miles, how have you been? I'm like, we worked that one job together when I worked at the Coach store at the mall.
Yeah, like, everybody who's ever worked with her, like, loves her. Granted, they all might be weird fucking Republicans, but she's supposedly a very kind-hearted person. I just read a profile of her where you get the sense that she, like a lot of people, just kind of got swept into this thing and, you know, had a sense that this guy had, like, was onto something with his political instincts and, you know, just let that blind her to the fact that she was going to have to be lying to America for a living.
But again, it's the same thing. It's going back to, it's hard to admit that you're wrong.
Right.
Yeah. Once you're in, you're in.
Yeah. No, because you'll look like a chump if you just go, oh, that was bad.
It's like the Pyramid Code people. You know, there's enough evidence, plenty of evidence to prove that that's not what it was, you know, the pyramids being
right.
electrical conductors. But if you spent 30 years of your life working on this theory,
it was all
and
for
someone
not.
Goes, it's not.
Yeah.
You're like, no, it is.
All right, well, pass me that jewel, I guess. Yeah, it's you know, it is very hard. And I think that's why also, too, a lot of Republicans would rather retire than either stand up and be honest and say, this president is basically harming my chance of staying in Congress. And rather than say, I was wrong to embrace this person, they'll just be like, fuck it, I'm going to get off and just make it look like I retired.
Which is weird, because actually, if they stood up and just sort of told the
greater
truth.
Greater chance for re-election.
Yeah. If they stood up and just went, look, I kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
But like, I really intended to do the right thing, but I think I fucked up. People would have gone, okay.
Oh.
Because people make mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that would be the crazy, I mean, if the GOP really wanted to roll the dice, because I mean, it's looking bad either way, just test out a couple Republicans going, you know what? I'm a Republican, but I'm not a Trump agenda Republican. Like, if that's someone who is up against, you know, like a challenger,
be popular with us. But
you would
base.
Be able to get, you would draw independence though, is a thing. You know
Maybe.
What I mean? Like, he'll clearly get the base, though they may abandon or whatever. But if you're fighting, activating that 30% of Americans, because you need to bring some people over to maintain.
Yeah, yeah. And also doing stand-up like around America, you know, you perform to both red and blue.
Yeah.
And I meet plenty of red people who are like, you know, I'm a Republican, but this is kind of not representing
me. Yeah. No, right. And it makes people who are actually conservatives who aren't like sort of about the ideological platform of the GOP right now, those people are definitely kind of in a weird spot and being like, that's why there were so many pieces like mourning the Republican Party in like the last year because of the wild ride it's gone on and like the loss of identity.
Now, as for the people who are too close to the administration to, you know, get away, it just gets real messy. It gets chaotic because he changes how he's feeling at any given time. And so it's just this clusterfuck of backstabbing.
Yeah.
And
it's amazing, though.
Yeah. So what is this Scott Pruitt thing?
Okay. So Scott Pruitt, who's the head of the EPA, we talk about him enough. He's just the most corrupt, just kleptocrat ever.
Right.
Again, let me just run a quick list down to get you up to speed. He rented a condo from a lobbyist's wife and then also allowed that lobbyist to submit submit posts that he needed to fill for a science committee.
Right.
He took a trip to Morocco that was planned by a lobbyist. He was like announced like this smart sectors program that allowed regulated industries to have a greater say in how they're regulated.
He used his siren and flashing lights to get to a dinner that he was late for, just like a personal dinner that he was late for. And then when the person who was like on a security detail was like, yo, that's actually not what that's for.
Yeah.
He had him demoted and like sent elsewhere because he's just like an evil fucking shit.
Yeah. And there's a rumor that he's never even touched a tree.
No, never. It's just sad, right? It's the state of things. So anyway, suffice it to say, he's in a lot of hot water. And also, like, he built, like, another spy-proof office in Oklahoma that they're like, you don't need a fucking skiff and, like, a soundproof booth to talk in Oklahoma. No one, like, and he also has, he travels first class everywhere because he says, if I fly coach, the regular plebs will put their hands all over me and tell me how evil I am.
Ooh,
so fuck that.
Yeah.
So anyway, he has a lot of shit going on. So one of his administrators basically tried to get him out of hot water. I think it was a press staffer at the EPA, this guy Michael Abood, he went around trying to shop a negative story about Ryan Zinke, who's the Secretary of the Interior, about how Ryan Zinke was actually coordinating to plot against one of Pruitt's ex-staffers to make Pruitt look bad. So basically, the EPA was trying to plant stories about another department to get the heat off of Scott Pruitt.
It really does feel like a reality TV show, the whole thing.
I mean, the EPA denies it up and down, but like the journalists are doing like, we have the emails where you're going to a journalist being like, hey, so this is what's going on, okay? And this, you might want to write about this. I have other witnesses. And it's just so sloppy. And the other thing that I don't know if we actually mentioned this is that when the whole Scott Pruitt shit started to come out, we're like, God, this is a fucking crazy story. Like, why is all this shit coming
out? Just like it was like a fucking flood of Scott Pruitt stories of just like all the shit that he did wrong. We just listed off like maybe 10% of them.
Yeah. And then so we come to find out, according to one of like these trade industry trade magazines, it was actually the work of disgraced White House domestic abuser Rob Porter.
Right.
So now walk with me here. Rob Porter is the dude who was Hope Hicks' boyfriend and also had some exes, and he couldn't get FBI clearance because he was abusive to some exes of his. That was why Rob Porter was ousted.
Had to leave the
scene. Had to leave, and it was a big, huge thing, and everybody, John Kelly and Trump, were like, oh, he's a good guy, which means he's a bad guy.
He was BMOC prior to that, though. I mean, he had the, like, hottest female associate of Trump, Hope Hicks. Like, they were dating. He was being rumored to replace John Kelly as chief of staff. Like, he was on a fast track. And only problem was he couldn't get FBI clearance because he was a serial domestic abuser.
So when he got in hot water, because someone told legal White House counsel Don McGahn about this, we come to find out that that person was one of Scott Pruitt's aides named Samantha Dravis, who has since left the EPA. But how did she know about all these Rob Porter allegations? Because she was also a fucking ex of Rob Porter.
Right.
So not this guy is dating everybody, I guess, in the administration.
Right, in the administration.
And so basically Porter, at that point, when he found out that it was his ex that got him in all this trouble, that's when he started leaking all this shit to the press about Pruitt to get back at her. So this is the kind of like, it's just, it's soap opera shit that's going on.
Yeah, it is like,
it's the messiest
royal court,
ever.
Like the craziest backstabbing royal court shit that you would ever read from history, but it's happening.
Does Parliament ever get this messy?
Yeah, I'm sure. But it's just that the British are dead inside.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, it's not as animated. Yeah.
It's not as animated,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, because this is clearly like, oh, that fuck, I can't believe she said that shit. Well, I'm going to get her now. Like, it's, but the crazy thing is no one even in this administration or in this in the government right now is even like, they're not cunning enough to even do like pull off these deceptions in a way that people are like, wow, I wonder what happened there. It's always like, oh, no, A equals B equals C. This is why it's very clear. It's very transparent why everyone is behaving the way
they are. Well, I do think it also has to do with the fact that there are just nonstop leaks because the president on the first week of his administration just completely alienated the intelligence and all of the people who work for him. So, like, they just get nonstop leaks. Like, this is a shit you might get away with if it weren't this White House where, you know, everybody hates them. And so they are just being, everything they do is being leaked to the media.
But not everyone hates them.
Everyone, a lot of the people
I think Kim Jong-un likes Donald Trump.
Yeah, man.
Based on how they're warming up.
Yeah. So,
are they warming up?
Yeah, they're warming up. I mean, clearly that, you know, they did say that they're possibly going to be releasing like all U.S. detainees that were in North Korea, which is a huge thing, which is not normal.
It's three
at
of
all.
Them, right?
Yeah, three of them. So that's an interesting step. And now they're
that,
going
that,
to be
that
meeting.
Handshake and that step that he did with the South Korean prime minister.
Was beautiful.
That was president. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's cool. Like, it's like suggesting, you know, he's not his dad.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And that's kind of potentially a good step forward.
Yeah. He's a millennial, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's just got to get on it, give him some jewels and shit. Show him, bring that technology over. Hopefully Donald Trump will be like, and these are the jewels. You're going to love these.
Right.
Better than cigarettes. But yeah. They will be meeting soon, and things, it looks like, for the amount of people that are saying that Trump should get the Nobel Prize, you'd think that clearly people think this meeting will go very well.
Right. So the one thing that people have been reporting on this North Korean movie that we haven't had a chance to watch, but it's like their most famous
movie. Oh, The Interview.
Not that one. Not the official most famous movie of North Korea.
They hate us because they
ain't us. But it is a 5-part work of propaganda, as all of their movies in that country are. And
isn't every movie propaganda?
Yeah, oh, yeah,
every
country,
movie
yeah.
in that country.
There
is
definitely
propaganda.
No indie film scene.
No,
in
but
North
even
Korea.
Let's be honest. Even here, like even
100%.
I grew up watching American films.
Yeah,
and
it taught you how to be a violent man.
Oh my god! Well, every Michael Bay film probably pays for the American flag companies.
Oh, yeah, and the military, too, to be like, yo, look how cool our weapons are.
And it works, though. Yeah. You know, like, wasn't Top Gun made for Navy recruitment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? That's how they got access to all of the weaponry and, you know, the jets. One thing that you really can't get without the sign-off of the military is aircraft carriers because... Yeah. You just can't build one of those.
Like, yeah.
Those
are There's no like eccentric collector like who's like, yeah.
A fucking city in, that's floating in the middle of the ocean. So they were able to get the sign off by basically letting the Air Force write a movie for them.
But they had a script and then what? The DOD just had like notes basically?
I think Top Gun, it was like
full
the
on
most,
underwritten by yeah, the DOD.
The most interwoven that it's ever been.
I wonder how many films NASA is paying for at the moment because
they don't have money.
Space
they have no money, yeah, Eric. They have no money.
Oh, really?
They can't even pay for fucking hoodies for the gift store to be stocked. Yeah, the funding for NASA has been really, really terrible.
Yeah,
recently.
But they're still working on plenty of projects.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they are. But I think if you asked anyone at NASA, could they use more funding, they would say, we are dying. We're starving for more funding. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's also going back to the smoking thing, like the FDA and all of the things that are supposed to regulate food and drugs and all that shit are the most starved government bureaucracies.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. All right. Our writer, Jay McNabb, posted this story about this movie that's very popular within North Korea where basically it's a Japanese reporter thinks that North Korea is bad, travels to North Korea, and in a twist, it's actually the most super awesome country.
It's the tightest country you've ever been. Earth.
Is it like a Charlie and Chocolate Factory style?
It is.
You know, where they go in and,
like, welcome
to North Korea.
Yeah, right.
But so the entire sort of, the entire climax of this five-part piece of work of propaganda is that the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, meets with Bill Clinton. So the idea is that Obama is too scared to go himself, and so he sends Bill Clinton.
Uh-huh.
And that meeting is played with, like, triumphant music because... So this is the thing that I think, you know, when Trump just immediately was like, yes, I'll meet with him, let's meet
Everyone
with him.
Everyone was like, oh, no.
So there was like brief moments of that, but then people just kind of moved on from it. And
right.
That was kind of what was brilliant about him and probably not intentionally so, but that's what worked out so well with him just saying yes immediately is there was no like questioning and not a lot of articles pointing out that America has been withholding this meeting for like generations for, you know,
he would be the first sitting president to
he would
meet with,
and
with North Korea.
All other presidents have turned it down. Like Clinton was the closest we ever came. He sent Madeleine Albright over to, you know, scope it out. And they were like, no, they're not
fammed it. Not
yeah.
Fammed.
They're not ready for us. And we aren't close enough. And basically this is giving him a huge sort of chip in his hat.
Yeah, legitimizes
completely
this,
mix.
Yeah, because I think that's the thing is an official state visit from the president of the United States, it lends legitimacy to whoever they're meeting with. And they've always been very careful to not do that because they're like, no, you're a rogue state that we are having to monitor. We're not going to have diplomatic relations because you're doing things that are obstructing us from even getting to that point. So yeah, this is a huge win because in all the propaganda, it's like, the moment that the president meets, it means like, and you see?
We are the real deal.
We are here. We here now. And that's like the thing that some people were just like, oh, were the nuclear weapons always just to get a meeting? Was it really? Because before everyone was like, well, he doesn't want to lose power. And why would he give up his nuclear weapons? But it seems like he's opening up to that and maybe is just trying to do the thing that his father and his grandfather could never do.
Right. And the way that the movie portrays it as happening, them getting this huge concession from the United States is through their nuclear program and through like getting all these weapons. And sure enough, that seems that like if you live in North Korea, it looks like, wow, this work of propaganda just came true. Like
yeah.
All of this is happening.
But also like, you know, you look at a map of North Korea, you know, at night and there's no like electricity and there's no like
right.
Internet and stuff. And I just think this new Kim... He's cool. He wants the internet, you know? He wants the crack podcast and Daily Zeitgeist. He wants the Netflix.
Oh, my
he
God.
Wants it. He wants it.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Well, you know, if you're listening, Annyeong, to you, Kim Jong-un, shout out to you. Let's talk about Dennis Rodman and the 90s Bulls, because I know that's your favorite basketball team. But yeah, the other details of this like propaganda film actually are so amazing to me, because there's like, you know, the relationship between Korea in general and Japan has been tumultuous, to say the least. But there's like one character in it who is like, when it's announced that the U.S. will meet with North Korea, there's a quote, a pro-U.S. Japanese politician who suffers a stroke upon hearing the news, that the character becomes paralyzed from the waist down, unable to speak, and has become impotent and mute. So that they go as far as going like, this shit is so powerful, the Japanese dude dick stopped working. Like, just taking shots of like, okay, I don't know if that really underlines the fact of how monumental that is, but you know what, propaganda
just
says to you.
Just hearing it, my erection went down.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm half Japanese, so I don't know what I'm going to do after this. I'm going to have to watch some other kind of propaganda. But I also like the idea of like, Obama's so shook by Kim Jong-un, he got to send Bill Clinton.
Right. Presumably because they could get a Bill Clinton lookalike to like play the role or right. something. Because
there is that.
It's
there,
a weird detail.
Isn't there like that one guy? There is like their token white guy who defected to North Korea and was like their white guy in so many films.
Oh, I'm not.
There's a documentary on Netflix.
With
yeah,
his work.
There was this dude who, yeah, he was like their token white guy.
But that's smart as an actor.
Oh
that
my
is
God.
Incredibly
yeah.
smart. Just go over there, get all the roles.
Exactly.
So oh, mate.
For all the white men out here who are struggling to get roles right now because we're trying to diversify, yo, just kick it over to North Korea. Be like, bruh, I'll play whatever part you need.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I do accents.
The IMDb over there, he must be like number one.
He has the market cornered.
Yeah.
And like he has elevated status in North Korea, at least at the time of when the documentary was being shown.
Right.
Like he lived in like one of the nicer buildings where like higher up administration officials were living.
Wow.
So he really had a little spot out there.
I might tell my wife that we're moving there. I am looking for casting.
I'm sorry. If I go up goose egg on another pilot season, we're going to Pyongyang. I'm sorry.
But just to kind of put in perspective how big a step up this is for North Korea, like the reason that they would have the climax of their movie about themselves be just meeting with a president. So their GDP, North Korea's GDP, is $12.38 billion. And America's smallest state's GDP, Vermont, like not smallest, but the smallest GDP is Vermont, and it's $32 billion.
Wait, what's Rhode Island?
Rhode
Island is cranking out more shit than... I have a soft spot for Vermont. Shout out Burlington. Shout out Essex Junction. St. Michael's College. You know what I mean?
Burlington.
Yeah, what's up, homie? Get that maple syrup. Yeah. Anyway, Lake Champlain. We're out here. So yes, for a second I had it struck a chord in me. I was like, no, Vermont cannot be at the bottom of this.
I like
list.
Doing a little blup, like because
yeah,
in the UK it's sort of it's okay because there's no guns, so it's
yeah.
kind of like endearing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
here I forget. Oh, that's actually a noise that people can
hear.
Yeah,
that's why Jack and Anna ducked to the ground.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back, and it is Friday, so that means it is time for Bloid Watch.
Bloid Watch.
Bloid Watch.
There you go.
All right, so we almost have the Bloid Trifecta today.
The Bloidfecta,
the coveted,
yes.
Coveted Bloidfecta, because the Royal Wedding is coming up. We have the Royal Wedding on almost every cover.
I love that Americans are more excited by the Royal Wedding than
it's
British
insane.
People.
It's insane. I don't get it either, and I have the same birthday as Prince Harry.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'll say that again.
Coincidence.
I don't know. I mean, look, that's what my mom always says. She's like, you're a prince.
But that's very sweet your mom to lie to you.
But then she's like, stop smoking that weed in here.
Right.
My prince.
But yeah, there's many things. So much. I'm surprised, though, too, that even on the garbage, like things like the Inquirer and like the Examiner, that they're even talking about the Royal Wedding. Because usually that's Trump's defense block mechanism.
Right.
Where they let OK and like Us Weekly handle the puff piece stories.
For any new listeners, most of these tabloids are published by America Media Inc., which is run by one of Trump's best friends. He keeps all negative stories off the front page about Donald Trump.
Unless they're about Melania.
A lot of the stories that we see in the tabloids appear to have been like dictated by Donald Trump. Like even they're written in his voice. But this week, after like 5 straight weeks of nonstop just like Trump talking points, it looks like maybe their sales have hit a new low because they have just come back strong with
royal talk.
All royal talk, and it is some intriguing shit. On the cover of the National Enquirer, we have a report. Harry has been rocked on the eve of his wedding. Uh-oh. Found man-eater Meghan's secret first hubby.
Whoa.
Hush, hush, annulment. She hid her past from her second husband, who we already knew about, that she had a previous husband who she divorced. This guy, she got it annulled.
Oh, no.
Oh, what a bitch.
I know, right? I mean, what is she doing to the royal?
How dare she love someone before him?
Right.
She doesn't get it. She just doesn't get it.
But when you go on the inside of the magazine, there is no identification for the person. They say, if it's confirmed, so they haven't confirmed it. They're just putting this out there. And basically the entire substance of the article is that they called Buckingham Palace for confirmation. And then there was a photo shoot that afternoon with the two of them, and they looked strained. Their body language expert said that it looked like they were in a fight. So they're like, we asked about it. Now they look angry at each other. It's definitely true.
And the person that we were just saying is a body language expert said,
Yes.
Strained.
So
she yawned at one point, and I couldn't believe it. Right. I mean, they have a fortnight.
His jaw was tensed, and her posture was upright. So that's how you can tell that.
So he may have been chewing something, and she has good posture.
Right. Doomed. What do you got over there, Eric?
I have the In Touch magazine.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Anne tells all Matt's a monster. So it's got nothing to do
about
with
Matt Lauer. Okay.
But there is a little bit on the side. There is a Harry's a wild night with a stripper.
Oh.
Oh, shit. So
we've still got a little bit of a royalty.
Now, in my interaction with people who have come to LA from the UK, when I've visited a strip club with them, they're always like, we don't really have this in the UK, or at least not in the style that the US has.
It's just not
club.
It's not as accepted as it is here. Like you know, we do have them,
right?
But it's not like,
oh, it's more taboo, like, just to, you don't want to be seen coming out of a strip club.
Yeah, and also you kind of only go if you're on a bachelor party or
a stag
or that
do
kind of thing. Well, yeah, stag do is a bachelor party, yeah. And a bachelorette is a hen do.
A hen do,
like.
Yep.
And you know, I remember when I first came here, someone was like, let's go get a drink, and we went to get a drink at a strip.
Oh, is it Jumbo's?
And it was weird. I can't remember what it was. But it was just weird and weird because we're all like a little bit like Hugh Grant in Notting Hill.
Yeah, just realized,
my goodness, your breasts are out. But where do I look? in fact, my bachelor party in America, everyone went to the strip club and I just went home.
Oh, wow.
It was weird. I just weird because I don't
because
know.
Because you're Hugh Grant. In Notting Hill,
I just don't.
Oh, I can't be a part of this.
The thing is, like, the women in the strip clubs are smart. They're taking our money. Like,
yeah,
if anything, good for you.
Right.
But I just don't know where to look because
yeah.
I'm trying to be a polite. If anything, that's how I got my wife.
Right.
By being sort
polite.
Of polite and respectful of her body and stuff.
Yeah, the club is a very odd place where suddenly you are in a bizarro dimension where it's just toxic masculinity is the name of the game.
But weirdly, as well, I remember when I went to one in the UK, I kind of worked as a pimp a little bit. Because there was this lovely lady who's a stripper, and I told her from the very beginning, I was like, just so you know, I'm not going to spend money on dancers, so I don't want you to waste your time with me.
Right.
She was like, it's all right, we'll just have a chat. And I ended up talking to her, and every single time I saw a guy just sort of wandering around looking a bit lost, I went, hey,
what about him?
There's that guy over there. Go check him out.
That guy,
and so she
looks
would do
like
that.
He has money.
She'd give him a little dance, and then she'd come back and buy me a drink. And I was like, that's right. You buy me a drink.
Well, pimp sounds cool, but it sounds like you were more of a wingman at that point. But what about him? What do you think about him? Should I go talk to him? You go up to, excuse me, sir. What do you think of my friend over there? Okay, so presumably Harry went to a strip club in the United Kingdom.
In 2012, though. So it's like, it's not even topical.
Oh,
basically, you know, the woman he's getting married with, Meghan Markle, she's American, right?
Yes.
She's American. She found out about this and she was furious, which is kind of believable. Sometimes my wife gets annoyed about something that I did when I was 12. And I'm like,
I
can't go back in the past. But yes, it happened in 2012. Maybe that's why the Aztecs were so unhappy about this. But
they knew this would be the end of the world.
But this is what the stripper said. His hands were everywhere. His mouth was everywhere. It was a Cinderella moment. Which I don't think she's seen the cartoon Cinderella.
Cinderella. He didn't just grope her and lick her all over. He was like, hey, how's his shoe fit?
Right.
But also, like, he had a stripper when he was single.
Yeah.
You know, he's a...
6 years ago. What if...
This in is Las
what
Vegas
I love,
as well.
This is what I love about the way these magazines operate, is that you can just put whatever the fuck you want and then use the lamest way to tie it all together inside the magazine to avoid... like actually slandering anyone or whatever.
So basically, he was his bodyguard went to get like some girls around the pool area in his hotel, and she walked in. Harry was naked playing a game of strip billiards, and I was like, naked already? Like, how bad is he at this?
Yeah. You put the 8-ball in right off top.
And then she said he definitely had a royal body, and I went, yeah, now he does, but like royal bodies a long time. Do you not remember Henry VIII?
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck does royal body mean? That means like good?
Well, now it means good.
Right,
you know, he's military trained and he looks good.
Right.
But he's like the exception.
Right. Royal body would seem
he's
like
got
somebody
the chest
who's
of Prince Philip.
Spent their life sitting down.
Yeah,
like, that doesn't seem like
you know, her story should have been, you know, oh, I went up to him and I kissed him and then he cut my head off.
A royal
That's a
date.
Real royal
yeah,
story.
Exactly. Right.
And then it ended like this. Oh, so first, this is the thing as well. She went up to him and she said, I'm from England as well. And he said, we could be related. Which I was like, that's weird. Like, what a weird thing to say.
That's his pickup line is like, you might be royal blood, but also like in a sexual way.
Yeah.
Which I guess royals are down with, right? They like would kind of sleep with their cousins.
If they did 23andMe, it'd be a very small gene pool.
Yeah, it would be like...
I mean, that could also be a sense of humor. Like, if you're Prince Harry and someone goes, I'm from England too, and you go, yeah, maybe we're related. I don't know.
And right, so, if he's being a dick, yeah. I respect it more.
So supposedly, Meghan was very unhappy about the fact that he did that. And then her mum talked some sense into her. I'm guessing she said, he's a prince.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Shut the fuck up now.
I want to be on a commemorative plate.
There's like, you know, my wife is a queen, but she's not an actual queen.
Right.
You know, if I met an actual queen and she was interested in me, my wife is gone.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And welcome to Queen Talk, where three dudes talk about the queens that they wish would hit on them so they can free them from their hells.
What was your favorite queen, may I ask?
Oh, my favorite queen? God, I would probably say Shangela.
Shangela?
Yeah,
you know what? I think you'd like Queen Victoria.
I love Queen Victoria.
She used to smoke weed for her period cramps.
Yes.
Oh, good for her.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? I change it. Detox. My other favorite drag queen. Anyway, moving along. Should I open these books and see what secrets lie
within? I mean, I have a bunch
of
stuff from like CNN and Time because they're getting messy with the royal wedding
shit.
They
are too?
Yeah.
What are they saying?
I mean, theirs is actually pretty intriguing. So they're talking about how both of her parents are coming, and it just sounds like a living romantic comedy. So they split up when she was young, but they're both attending. They will fly into the UK to spend time with the British royal family, including Queen Elizabeth II and the Duke of Edinburgh. And first of all, we saw Thomas Markle, Meghan's father, a photograph of him in one of these tabloids. He was reading a picture book that said England on it.
Yeah.
And it was just a picture book of things in England, like studying up.
Oh, so I've got a picture of Meghan's father actually working out. You know, it says here, is Meghan father shedding for the wedding?
Does he
want to look good?
I just love the idea. No, it's true. This is actually the greatest rom-com script ever written with Diane Keaton and whoever else is going to play the dad.
Right.
Where they haven't seen each other in years. It was a little messy. Do they find love again while they're also trying to navigate all the prim and properness of meeting the queen?
Yeah.
God.
You pointed out that the dad would be played by Louis Anderson. But cosplaying
as Kelsey Grammer. That's what he looks like to me.
Yeah, he really does.
But the other thing, too, is in Us, their story about Meghan Markle, she's breaking all the royal rules. Oh, my God. And when you open it up, what could it fucking be?
I knew she couldn't be.
Well, you
got to
be careful because Diana broke the royal rules and then she ended up getting assassinated.
Yeah, she ended up getting fucking dieted. So who knows? So the problem here is that the first rule she's breaking is that she is asking for a lemon elderflower cake.
What?
Yes.
Not in England.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh,
no.
My God.
I know.
No! Don't hold me back! I'm not having it!
I know.
What a bitch! Eric, no! Is this a normal thing in America? Fuck both of you! I'm sick of this!
How did you already have a broken bottle in your pocket? Put that down. I don't want to get glassed in here.
Lemon elderflower?
Yes.
What
I know.
Are you Americans?
This will be the first time. This is the deviation from the multi-tiered fruitcake, which is standard.
I'm not sure.
The quote just says, in doing so, they broke an age-old tradition honored by Prince William, Prince Charles, Queen Elizabeth, Queen Victoria, and more. So at least Queen Victoria.
I mean,
can't they just have two cakes? I think they can afford it.
Yeah. But, you know, bridezillas, man. Guess what, royal family? Now you're dealing with a bridezilla, y'all.
All I'm saying is the fact that Queen Elizabeth has even survived this long through this process means she's a hero.
She is a hero.
I think she's an artificial intelligent robot now.
Oh, absolutely.
She's not the real queen.
She's a brain that they're keeping alive, a consciousness.
Mate, if my great-grandma's 100 years old now and still alive, if my great-grandma, who lives in a poor village in France, can survive this long, the queen is going to be like 1,000 years old.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, for not having done too much. Although I love watching her drive. So the other thing that she's doing, and if you're listening, please take your pearls off and put them in a safe. Because
monocles away.
Prepare to clutch them so hard they will shatter. And I'm, again, Eric, please forgive how
Don't
crass
make
my
me
people
angry.
Are. I know, but I have to just as another half African-American woman is making her way to your country. Rather than having a chief bridesmaid, she's having a maid of honor.
No!
Damn it!
What is happening to
I'm
this?
I'm sorry.
My beautiful country!
I'm sorry, Eric. If I could, I will try to use the proper channels to talk to her.
He's got a knife to Miles' throat.
I know. I'm just having a life, man.
Change the rules now, Miles.
Oh, God.
Change them.
And then, God, do I even dare open the other one? I mean, I already have just the...
You know what? A lot of your countrymen have asked me to like go back to my country in the last year since I've been here.
Right.
But Miles, you may have succeeded. I'm going to go back and tell them about, do you know what Americans like?
Yeah.
It's elderflower.
They said maid of honor. And then the other thing in OK Magazine is they were saying, she could be cursed because she might wear Diana's ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a scientific fact for sure.
Yeah,
that's how that works.
Can I just say, it's actually very smart of these magazines to all have different storylines.
Yeah.
Right.
Because then I want to hear about all of them.
I'm putting them all together. Amazing. And that's why you let us waste the $50 every week to buy all of these tabloids, because that's what it costs to buy every tabloid on
this
Fridays.
This is what we do for you
guys.
This
is what we do for y'all, and they're just rotting.
Maybe I'd love to write for this
magazine.
That's
our entire budget.
You know what we'll do as merch, you know, if we do a live tour, maybe we'll just sign copies of Bloids we've used and we can sell that to people. Anyway, so again, yeah, they're cursed diamonds. But what's funny is on one side, it's Harry is mad about the fact that Meghan loved a person before. And then the other magazine, how dare Harry even cast his eyes upon a woman before her. So, you know, there's a little parallel there. But yeah, ultimately.
But it's kind of relatable.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh, of course. I mean, all the time. Like, I think that's a thing in a relationship. You'll hear about an ex or something. You're like, what? Who? And then the thing we always say is, you know, I did date people before I met you, right?
But what's really difficult is that, you know, now, you know, if I have a little argument with my wife, I can't turn around and go, I'm a prince.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So bow down to me. Your emerald jewels off now.
I can.
And stop giving me lemon elderflower cake.
I can command this butler to self-immolate if I wanted to, and he would listen to me.
But my favorite headline, by the way, has nothing to do with the royal wedding. It is, I beat Subway perv Jared to a pulp. It is a guy who was in prison with Jared, and they have a picture of Jared just with his eyes black and blue.
Oh, my God. How did they get that photo?
What did Jared do again? I can't remember.
Porn.
Ah, and right. That's way worse than what I remembered.
Yeah.
I remembered AIDS because of South Park.
Oh,
it's not that.
Actual thing was, yes, the child pornography.
And that's bad, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that's so... They're saying that they got an interview with a dude who just claimed to a tabloid that already regularly deceives people that he's the guy who beat up Jared and Jill.
They photoshopped the picture to prove it.
It looks awful.
It is not a very good Photoshop
job. It's the equivalent of someone just drawing like with a black pen on a newspaper. Like, oh, look at that black guy and I'm missing tooth.
Yep.
Wait, so he just called from prison and said, yeah, I beat up Jared.
Yeah, gave the details.
You get one call. Down.
Beat him to a pulp.
It's Mother's Day and you get one call.
Yeah. All right. Hello, National Enquirer. Yeah, I beat the shit out of Jared Fogle. Isn't he in protective custody? I gotta go.
Is he in protective custody?
I'd imagine. I mean, I know people with certain kinds of crimes, you know, like are definitely treated more violently by inmates.
Yeah.
When they say like if you're like a rapist or child molester.
And
a predator,
it kinda
like
makes
that.
Sense.
Yeah.
You know,
well, oddly enough, you'll find another form of justice.
I try and be a respectful person to like all 8 billion people on this planet. You know, we've all got weird things, but if you like child porn, you deserve a bloody slap in the face, mate.
Exactly. No elderflower cake for them.
Actually, I would say all of it.
Oh, God. Nothing but
nothing
elderflower
but.
Your punishment is to eat this elderflower cake.
Eric, it's been a pleasure having you, man. Where can people find you?
Just on all the social medias. I do a podcast where, you know, I live on an island with animals that are sentient and smoke weed and stuff, so it's quite weird. And then I do a show called Comedian Cinema Club where we recreate movies live on stage, and for the next 2 months it's already sold out for some reason. I don't know how, but it's doing really well in LA, so.
Must be a good show.
It's pretty fun. So
man, I would go, but it's sold out, so, you know.
I'll get you a ticket.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, I'll get you.
Let's talk.
How do people find you on social media? It's
just my name.
Eric, and then you're spelling Lampere, L-A-M-P-A-E-R-T.
H-A-I-R.
What a dick.
Like
what a dick
French.
Move. You just added
letters. That's how your French do it, right? Lampere? All right, Lampere.
Lamp, and then art, except with an E in between.
Or if you type in ugly man, I'm on page 2 of Google.
Are you really?
Yeah.
There.
It's a long story.
Why'd they gotta do you like that?
Damn.
It was maybe
was it a Reddit move? Was it an effort by Reddit to do that? Because I know sometimes they'll do shit on Reddit.
I did a really annoying commercial back in 2009 in the UK, and like my face was on the fucking screen for like 20 seconds. And because I've got quite a weird face, people went on Facebook and they created groups like "Let's find him and kill him." Oh, this is one of the groups. "Let's rip his gums out and run over them continuously." And I think 100,000 people liked it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, I you know. Even my mother liked it.
Oh, Jesus. Goodness.
But
you're still here. You're a warrior.
thanks, man.
In
is it on there?
The word.
Still.
No, I cannot find it.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's not American Google.
Oh, fuck!
He just looked at my actual face.
Yeah, no, I was just looking at him. Yeah. I've been looking down the whole time because I was very puffed.
Miles, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray.
You can find me at Jack_O'Brien on Twitter. We are at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes.
Footnotes!
We link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on, Miles. What is that going to be today?
Because we were just doing some, UK stuff. Let's throw it to my boys Corrupt FM from the Netflix and BBC show People Just Do Nothing. This track is called Heart Monitor Rhythm, and I'm about to give y'all bang that lyrical blow to the jaw. Embrace this little garage hit, and
Wait, so is this a joke or is this?
It is an actual track.
Okay.
But they, because of the show, they are these like garage MCs and DJs. They've been putting out albums and shit too that are on Spotify. Shout out to the Corrupt FM Lost Tapes, also on Spotify. But yeah, this is a track from theirs.
Is this, some kind of fucking joke?
No. Oh, okay, oh God.
Sorry.
Don't worry.
Too aggressive?
No.
I apologize.
And your fruitcake has arrived. We've done away with the multi-layered elderflower cake. Goodbye.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for this week. We'll be back next week. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Who's ready?
I'm ready.
Who's ready?
I'm ready.
Ladies, open up your ears. Man them two. We are about to drop the new instant classic. Decoy, run the rhythm.
Play it, Decoy.
Rush. There's a dead MC on the floor.
Sample. Who's that standing above him?
Can you not hear the whole
song? He's got a microphone
down.
And it's pointing in this direction.
Yeah, but this bit's me as well.
I think it might be MC Grinder.
It's louder. The heart monitor.
Yeah, but this is my bit.
MC Grinder.
Bang! Lyrical blows in the jaw! Bang! Lyrical blows in the jaw! Bang! Lyrical blows in the jaw! Leave an immigrant scene down on the floor! Bang! Lyrical blows in the jaw! Bang! Lyrical blows in the jaw! Say bang! Lyrical blows in the jaw! Leave an immigrant scene down on the floor!
Bang! It's an emergency! Mason Grinder killed an MC! Someone take him to A&E and perform some lyrical surgery! Call 999, it's an emergency! Mason Grinder killed an MC! Someone take him to A&E and perform some lyrical surgery! I'm kicking man like Van Damme! Who's in a mic with a rough slang? Flying kicks I left for Jet Li with a triple backflip off for Jessica. What's in the technical ninja, sir? Lyrical karate makes a copper. What are you gonna say now? What are you gonna do? When Bass and Grinder are coming for you? With bandage knuckles are dipped up in gloss, leaving every MC up on their ass. Lyrical dragon punch so that boss, leave your head spinning from all of my bars. Bass and Grinder up on the track, guess you could call that double impact. Why are we so lyrically big?
Cause we've been training, punching the tree for a week.
I invented that. Midpoint reload, it's called.
Exactly. It's a great little reference to the garage sound. And
exactly.
Also, it saves the DJ from reloading.
Yeah.
I mean,
and plus, we didn't have much time to finish it. We went from the studio, so. Yeah, it's only a minute and a half long, so now it's 3 minutes, so totally rap track.
That's the Decoy. Hear the hospital sound, though.
Yeah, that's quite good. But also, my lyrics are called Sit.
And then
you hear it again, whole track again.
MC Grinder.
Bang! Lyrical blows to the jaw! Bang! Lyrical blows to the jaw! Bang! Lyrical blows to the jaw! Leave an immigrant scene down on the floor! Bang! Lyrical blows to the jaw! Bang! Lyrical blows to the jaw! Bang! Lyrical blows to the jaw! Leave an immigrant scene down on the floor!
Bang! It's an emergency! Mason Grinder killed an MC! Someone taken to A&E and performed some lyrical surgery!
You've just witnessed musical history, do you know what I mean, man? That is a beautiful little drop. You like it for me, mate. I've done enough work, I think.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.